Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and we were just talking about gridlock in Harrisburg.
Ugh.
So to give people an idea, we talked to Representative Josh Kale, who's from the local region, and he explained
he's a Republican
his opinion on what's going on. And
yeah,
that
he blames
is,
Democrats. They blame Republicans.
But in the meanwhile, the people's business is not getting done, no matter which party you're in.
Oh, no question, brother.
So one of the items of many, and it doesn't look, what did Josh Kale say to us? That even if they got this figured out soon, it might not be until March or April till they're actually able to really do anything.
Yeah, the spring. And they get paid the whole time. The whole time. I wanted to grab Alan Pear. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hi, Marty. Hi. How you doing?
Well, this aggravates the hell out of me, especially when it comes to victims of sex abuse. Tell us why this is so important, sir.
Well, once again, the victims of sexual abuse are being used as pawns in politics in Harrisburg and denied justice strictly for political reasons. I mean, today is the day. The second approval of an amendment that had been passed in 2021 twice. It was ready to be passed again by today so it could be advertised for the May primary. And instead of that, we have this political bickering and politics where the Senate Republicans added on to the bill, the simple bill that needed to be approved again by today, added on this other things that Republican wants, which is like voter ID, which Democrats never have wanted, and limiting the governor's power to veto regulation.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it's just for no reason.
Yeah.
And so it will not be done today. And by the way, like you said, Marty, they're not even back in session. They recessed on January 9th. They're not back in session until February 27th. I mean, these are our representatives. I don't understand this. But hopefully what we're saying is if people, I mean, we have no power. The survivors have no power. They have no lobbyists. They have no political power. But if they would write to their representatives and tell them when they reconvene, pass the amendment so that it could be on the November ballot, because as of now, we're dead for the May ballot.
Wow.
It's going to happen.
Sick.
It's going to happen.
Sick.
And, but it's just, I don't even know if the public know or care.
Nope.
Well, we talked about it, and so we're with Attorney Alan Pear. So from your experience, what do you hear is the issue of the gridlock in Harrisburg right now? Why can't they do anything?
It's hard to, I don't want to ascribe motives to people, but what gets me is last summer, the caucus from both the House and Senate said, we're going to get this thing passed because right. It was screwed up in 2021. It was passed in the fall. We're ready to have it passed again. Why at the last minute did they add on these other amendments, the Senate Republicans? I don't understand that. First of all, it screws up the entire constitutional amendment process because it has to be a single amendment that goes on the ballot. and they put things on there that are not acceptable to many of the Democrats. They're not going to vote for voter ID. It has nothing to do with...
It's disgusting. Come on, man. It's disgusting, Alan.
It is. It absolutely is. And the sad part is the people that suffer are the people who have been suffering for more than 20 years while this issue has been, you know, in Pennsylvania. 34 states, in some form or another, have adopted the window to protect the survivors of sexual abuse. 34 states. Pennsylvania, which is one of the most, in the news, most prominent after the grand jury report, yep. 300 priests identified as abusing over 1,000 children. We're like in the forefront of this sexual abuse controversy, and we're lagging behind the rest of the country.
By the way, Alan Pear, who has at times jeopardized friendships, seriously, in business relationships because of his fight for these victims. He's spot on here. This is disgusting. They should be ashamed, Alan.
I know, and nobody cares. And so, but I do, and I know these survivors, we're going to get this done this year. Mm. It may not be until the November ballot. It's going to get done. And I'm hoping also that Josh Shapiro, who is the one of the prime motivators for getting this done, put some pressure on the House and the Senate to get it approved in the next session.
Hey, man, hold on. What do you tell? Because I know they call you, because they call me too. What do you tell these folks who've been sexually abused to call you crying? Seriously.
Well, I tell them that we've been fighting this for well over 20 years. We're not giving up. I tell them, you know, tell me your story. We are prepared to proceed as soon as we get some relief from the law, and we're gonna get justice, but it's so hard, Marty. I mean, people have called you,
yep.
For the first time now, I feel I can come out.
It's true,
and my wife doesn't know, my kids don't
it's
know,
true.
My mother doesn't
it's
know,
true.
And but I have to get this off my chest. I've lived with this shame and this for my whole life. Mm. It's ruined my life. And I just, you know, I hope I'm here long enough to get justice for these people.
I love you, man. You know that. You're my man.
Thanks,
you're the best
Larry.
Ever.
Thanks.
He's man. A warrior.
Alan, thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks very much.
Attorney Alan Pear.
They should be ashamed.
Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Hey, Larry, if you stayed home till March, your behind would be gone, brother. Gone.
Yeah, and they're getting paid.
Please.
For doing?
Nothing. So I have one of the best attorneys in America, Tom King, on the phone to chime in on the this situation in Harrisburg. Mr. King, what's up, brother?
Hey, good morning, Marty. Nice to hear you this morning.
Please jump in here. Your voice is important.
Well, I was listening to Alan, and listen, he is just an excellent lawyer.
Yep.
And he does a lot of good.
Yep.
And so I'm not criticizing
no.
him, but I do want to say that this situation in Harrisburg has resulted with respect to this constitutional amendment came about because the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Bachvar, failed to advertise
right.
this constitutional
true.
Amendment.
It's
That's
true.
What created this dilemma.
It's actually true.
And she got fired.
She did.
You know,
did.
That was part of the reason she got fired.
That's right.
By the Wolf administration. She screwed it up.
So, Tom, what has to happen
yeah.
to, as quick as it possibly can, to get them back to work?
Well, there's a deadline. Well, to get them back to work, there's two different issues.
Here, so. Okay.
To get them back to work, the Speaker of the House has to either call them back into session. The governor already called a special session, which they went in for, and then the Speaker, they recessed. And so to get back to work, the Speaker has to call them back to work, or 101 members of the House have to sign a letter asking that they be brought back. They have 100 people who
Whoa.
Have signed that letter. 100 Republicans signed that letter, no Democrats, and there's one Republican holdout, a guy who's a state rep down in Harrisburg, who refused to sign the letter. if they had one Democrat or the one more person who would sign that letter, then by under our Constitution, they have to be brought back into session.
Meanwhile, Tom, so we don't lose you, how do we get this done, the sex abuse issue?
Well, this has gotten tangled up into this whole thing with the speaker because, he says they won't do anything else except deal with this. The state Senate has passed two other constitutional amendments, one of which is voter ID. The one thing I do disagree with Alan on is there are Democrats who support voter ID as well. Voter ID is a law in a number of states. This is not just a Republican-Democrat issue. But nonetheless, it's all tangled up at this point. But the root source of this was the failure of the Democrats' Secretary of State to advertise, which is just mind-boggling. She failed to run the constitutional amendment ads, and that killed the constitutional amendment the last session. So they have to pass it all over again and advertise it again. There's a deadline in February to put it on the early primary ballot. So I don't think that's going to happen because the speaker is on this listening tour.
he was just in town this week.
So annoying.
Speaking.
He was accompanied by three Republicans, none of the Democrats. There were three Republicans and three Democrats on this so-called committee that he put together. None of the Democrats showed up for the meeting. I think one of them watched it visually. The three Republicans showed up. The speaker says he's an independent. Whether that's with a capital I or a small I is yet to be seen.
Well, Tom,
Tom King,
what's the pushback on voter ID that you hear from people that say that they don't want that?
Well, we've heard from the ACLU and other people saying that for some reason they believe that certain people in our society are less likely to have ID and therefore are intimidated to come to vote. I personally don't think that that's accurate. I think it's sort of insulting to some people to say that they're not capable of getting an ID. The PennDOT has even got a system where you can get an ID even if you don't drive. So to say that that people are incapable of getting voter ID to prove their identity when they vote, I think is a fallacy. And I'm a big supporter of voter ID. I think that's one of the things that will restore faith in the system, in the voting system in America.
Why would we want to do that?
Yeah. Well, listen, as a lawyer.
Yeah, I got you. Obviously, I'm kidding about that.
Yes, sir, I got it.
So again, before you go, what is the problem with the gridlock in Harrisburg? Why can't they do anything?
Well, the problem is this. There are three special elections coming up in Allegheny County. It's likely that all three will be filled with Democrats.
That's right.
And so until the three Democrats are elected to fill these three seats in Allegheny County coming up in February, I don't think the Democrats in Harrisburg are going to let anything happen.
It's true.
Once those seats are filled, they'll have a majority by one vote.
That's right.
And then we'll see. I suspect that the speaker might resign. And the Democrat majority leader might become the speaker, which was the original plan. So we'll see what happens. But that's what it looks like is going to happen.
It's politics, brother.
That
politics.
Was crystal clear.
Sir.
Thank you. You finally drilled down on the issue. That said, all these guys are getting paid, right? What are they doing in the meantime?
Well, they're back in their districts, I suppose. They're on this the magical listening tour that happened yesterday. So whatever in the world that means.
Yeah.
So I know a number of these people and on both sides, and they're frustrated. And they want to be back to work. They haven't even formed the committees yet in the House, and they don't have any rules. They haven't adopted the rules for the current session. So nothing can happen. And the Senate, as a result of that, the Senate was in session and they took action. They approved constitutional amendments, but now they're not in session because there's nothing that can happen with the House completely out of control.
It's
at
amazing.
This point.
Tom, good to catch up.
Yes, sir. Thank you both.
It's good to be the king.
Tom King on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Yeah, represents the Republican Party. So folks know, very, very prominent. Tom King is in the Republican Party. Love him. Very intelligent. Use him all the time.
But he drilled down on the issue.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what I wanted to
know. It's about power. It's about power.
Yeah, right down. I mean, yeah. And it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
For the Democratic side, they're saying, well, wait a minute. We could flip the House. Just hold on a minute till the special session's done. Interesting. I want to mention this. Last night, former Steeler Ryan Shazier has partnered up with Organic Remedies, a medical marijuana Pennsylvania company. Eric Hauser, Duquesne Pharmacy grad, is the president and one of the co-founders. And he said during his recovery, he was very reluctant because as someone that measured everything he took into his body as a high-end athlete, he didn't want to do the opioid thing.
Sure.
So he ended up doing medical marijuana for pain, and now he has partnered with this company, and they've branded a couple of things. So that whole industry has taken a whole different shift. When you have someone that high profile who's supporting that kind of medical marijuana. Fascinating story. We have not seen the sun all week. A little bit coming through the cloud deck overhead. Pretty cold right now in the mid-20s, but we're going to get into the 40s again this weekend.
Hey, so this Uber thing yesterday, it was a prank like we thought.
So at the Duquesne basketball game Wednesday night at home, a Uber Eats guy, apparently, with a McDonald's bag and drink in one hand and the other, walked onto the basketball court while the game was being played and, of course, was escorted, as you would imagine. But instead of being thrown out, he was taken up to delivery.
He was hanging around.
And then the two of those people allegedly walked out together. So,
and he had a mic on.
Which the people noticed after they analyzed it closely. So it was a prank, obviously.
And it was on ESPN. And so now it's gone viral. It's all over the country. It's everybody's talking about it.
You know what's going to happen now? Copycats.
But you know, we don't think about these things because it's kind of funny. But now everybody's saying, how'd he get in?
Right.
Why is he on the court? Who allowed this? Is it a security problem? And that's what Duquesne, that's what's getting them attention on ESPN this morning. Safety review. I don't know. Can I just say, Larry, can't we just have a good time once in a while?
We got some bigger things to
worry
about.
Come on, Larry. I mean, no, really. I mean, I thought it was kind of cute. I mean, what are we going to do here? What, body cavity search everyone that comes into the, I mean, at some point, brother, can't we have fun anymore?
Some cases, no. We found out this week it is no longer acceptable to say mummy about.
Yeah, do you have that?
An Egyptian.
Oh, man, that's something.
I got to find that. That was, how many days ago was that?
Okay, so while you're doing that, have you heard of this scar girl on TikTok? This is why I hate TikTok.
No.
There's a girl on TikTok. I wonder if Samantha heard about this girl. Did you hear about this, Samantha?
Yes, I have heard about this.
Oh, wow. So describe for us, because this is fascinating. And she's in your age group, very young female. She gets insane attention, right?
Yeah, yeah.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
For having a scar on her face.
I don't know that much about it. I haven't followed it that closely. Yeah. But all I know is like that people are accusing her of like faking a scar.
Yes.
For attention.
Yes.
Yeah. And everyone's like, there's been a lot of people that have like shown like how it's makeup and how they like think it, and they're like analyzing her videos and like, oh, she was like so close. Like there's no way that it could have been. Yeah. People are analyzing it.
Larry, this is real. Hundreds of thousands of people ripping into this girl who has a scar on her face from some accident. And then she put, you know, they have this product you put on to remove scars and it made it worse. So now she's getting abused for creating a fake scar to get attention. Samantha, do you use TikTok?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Honestly, for other reasons. I haven't really paid attention to that. I think there's funny stuff. I also get it for like recipes and music and other things like that that I enjoy. But I do think it is funny when it's not. But I can only spend too much time on it.
But this girl admits.
Yeah.
By the way, Scar Girl, she admits that she likes the attention.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. That's like most people on TikTok that use it consistently. There's a level of narcissism to it.
Yes. She lights herself on fire.
Mm-hmm.
and wants that to happen.
Yeah.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Why? Because I think so.
I think it's just like if you're going to that extent to get attention, to like, so it's like at this point, I feel like nobody knows.
That's right.
If it's real or fake. And I feel like that's like the point. She just wanted this havoc. And it's
that's right.
Like, there's just, there's bigger problems that we have.
Plus, the example it sets for young women is, how do I get attention?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just talked about this yesterday with the president of Western Psych talking about a huge contributor to mental health issues in terms of depression for young people is social media. Because you look at all this stuff and you see people doing all this cool things and there's body shaming. You think, I should be having a better life all the way around, don't you, sometimes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
By the way, Larry, take a guess. You probably saw this. How many views her videos have had? Just
Scar.
Aim high. Scar Girl.
A million.
359 million.
What?
Yeah.
So is she making money?
Yes.
So she doesn't care what people say about her. She's
and then to Samantha's
millions.
Point, Scar Girl Exposed, 26 million views.
Wow.
It's insanity. I think it's a slippery slope, man.
It is, because you know they now list YouTube stars and TikTok stars as celebrities. You see it on the birthdays,
right? No, that's honestly, like, when I go to the birthdays, that's all I see.
Right.
And, is TikTok. And I don't know who half of them are.
And you don't. If you don't, the rest of us, we got no shot.
As they say.
Yeah, but my son, who's 11 or 12, he has guys that have 100 million followers on YouTube. 100 million.
Like that Beast guy.
He loves him.
Oh, yeah. He's like one of the top earning creators, I think.
He loves him.
All right. I got this story for you. Museums around the globe are backing off from using the term mummy to identify ancient Egyptian human remains.
It's comments like this from the flick The Mummy.
Oh, I hate mummies.
That are causing the issue and causing some museums to use terms such as mummified person or use the individual's name to show respect and highlight the fact that they were once living people. National Museum Scotland calls the word dehumanizing, and the Great North Museum in Northeast England says portraying mummies as supernatural monsters can undermine their humanity. Many mummified remains were transported to Britain, particularly during the Victorian age. Allison Keys, CBS News.
So now you can't say mummy.
Come on, man.
Without offending someone.
Come on.
What do you think of that, Samantha? You're not allowed to go to the museum and refer to it as a mummy.
Yeah, I don't know. I get the historical context of it, but again.
You do?
I get it.
Who are you offending?
I mean, I'm not necessarily worried about offending anybody, just more so like, oh, that's just not.
I don't know.
I mean, you're not going to offend them. They're dead. And I don't think anyone's like any ancient Egyptians, but I guess if it's more historically accurate, but I don't really know if it is.
By the way, there was a piece this morning on trips to Dubai, $35,000-$40,000 each. Just social media, TikTok, folks. Free. $40,000 trip.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe we should.
Scar Girl. 350 million people. Scar Girl.
Who's counting? This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin. Right after the news at the top of this hour, a new policy has come out from Sheetz.
Yeah.
And we'll share the details of it, but in a nutshell, from businessinsider.com, they have revealed, I guess some employees were dissatisfied when they saw this, so they wanted to make sure everybody knew about it. And they're claiming that Sheetz has a policy that says, they call it the smile policy, that prohibits employees from having missing, broken, or badly discolored teeth. Can they do that? It's a great question. We're going to address it right after the news at 9.
Very sensitive stuff. And by the way, every year voted one of the best companies to work for in America. Seriously. And one of the fastest growing. And you know what their folks say? We're looking at this now. We're going to talk to a lawyer, a workers' rights attorney, who has a case. Are you looking at that info I sent you on the case he has?
Yes.
It's actually fascinating.
Yes. And also, just as a curiosity, 2019, a California law called the Crown Act made it illegal for employers to create policies against people with natural hairstyles.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Including afros and braids, meaning if they can have a law that you can't discriminate against that, then what about your teeth?
Your daughter, Emma, who I love, she listens to the show. She mentioned something about Damar Hamlin and social media, and I got to get to this. Have you seen these conspiracies? Have you seen this?
No.
TikTok, social media. People are saying that Damar Hamlin's dead, and he's a clone.
Oh, come on.
And he died because of the COVID vaccine.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And some people are buying into that?
Yes. Samantha, again, and she has such insight because she's in that age group that really permeates TikTok. This stuff's out there, is it not?
No, brain worms. It's just
right?
Brain worms.
That's a good term for it, brain worms.
People just want something. People love conspiracies. We've gotten, you know, people do that a lot with, like, true crime. Like, they feel like we have, like, these TikTok detectives
that's right.
Want to solve.
That's
like,
right.
It's the same crowd of people.
But I want to ask her something because this is very important. So here's what happens to young girls. They get on TikTok. Oh, my gosh. All these women are perfect. Oh, my gosh. I'm horrible. Right?
Yep.
Right? And then they say, well, I got a couple of choices to get some clicks here. I got to be half naked. Right? Or I got to do something bizarre. Seriously. Yep. It's dangerous, man. It is.
Oh, it is. You know what reminds me of that show, Jackass, that turned into
yes,
a movie?
Of course. In a series. And
so then you have to keep outdoing yourself.
That's right.
Some of these people have been severely injured, permanent injuries, being jackasses.
Yes.
And then they post the video.
But the pressure on young girls due to what they see on social media is extraordinary. It's never happened before in our culture, ever. It's dangerous, man. I think we need to really pay attention to what our kids are doing on social media because of what we're seeing. Regarding Sheetz, I want to hear from this lawyer because I think that this is very, very, very gray area. Do they have the right to say, hey, Larry, your teeth are jacked? I don't know. Do you know?
I really don't know. Well, based on that California law where you can't discriminate for this, that, and hairstyles, I don't see how appearance of teeth would be any different.
I don't know.
And if so, then they should provide the medical services to help somebody. They're their employees, right? And our friend Dr. Wong pointed out, why is health of your teeth so important? Because so many other things can be generated by deterioration of your teeth and gums.
Well, it's really expensive, though, to get anything done on your teeth. It's insane money. And most folks have horrible coverage or no coverage at all.
Which explains why some people just can't afford to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So they got to, but they still got to work.
Yes, sir.
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
I'll give you an example. If you wanted to have all implants in perfect teeth.
Yes, sir.
You're looking at minimum like $60,000.
Yes, I've seen.
Yeah. And that, I assume, is not covered by insurance.
No.
So that's considered cosmetic.
Right.
But if you're missing a couple of teeth then, and now you can't work. Well, it just compounds the situation. So we'll find out right after the news if that's
we're
going to
take calls
fly.
On this, too. I'm curious.
That's not going to fly.
I'm curious about this.
It's 855 at KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Subaru. Let's check in with Adam Guskey.
We're going to start inbound on the Parkway West. We're still seeing delays solid from the top of the Green Tree Hill into the Fort Pitt Tunnels. Parkway East, just seeing delays between Edgewood, Swissvale, and the Squirrel Hill. Tunnels over on Route 65, delays headed southbound at the McKees Rocks Bridge, northbound 51, with delays into and through the Liberty Tubes. Over on I-79, you're up to speed right now, headed past Neville Island, and on Route 28, you're looking good all the way from the Highland Park Bridge down to the North Shore. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:05. I'm Adam Guskey, 100.1 FM and AM. M1020 KDKA.
I think it's there. Sunshine. How about that? Missed it all week. That helps. I don't care how cold it is. You see the sun. Definitely helps. A couple of flurries today. 34, so a relatively quiet day. And we're going to go back into the mid-40s tomorrow, but still at Pittsburgh International, the temperature still in the 20s at 26 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.